This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Christian school in Wisconsin where a shooter opened fire yesterday is asking for prayers. The AP's Jennifer King with the latest.
A teenage student opened fire with a handgun in a study hall at a small Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin Monday, killing a teacher and another teenager. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Three people, including the shooter, are dead. The shooter has now been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha.
Six others were wounded, including two students who were in critical condition. A teacher and three students had less serious injuries. Bethany Hyman was among the parents who rushed to Abundant Life Christian School.
I know that my daughter is safe from what I've heard.
A motive for the shooting was not immediately known. Police are talking to the shooter's family and searching the home. I'm Jennifer King.
A top Russian general's been killed in a bombing in Moscow, and the AP's Donna Warder has word of who's taking responsibility for this.
Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces, and he was killed by a bomb today, one day after Ukraine's security agency charged him with using banned chemical weapons during Russia's military operation in Ukraine. A Ukrainian official says the country's security service carried out the attack, and the bomb, which was hidden in a scooter outside Kirillov's apartment building in Moscow, went off as the general left for his office. His assistant also was killed. I'm Donna Warder.
Now to Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise says he's proud to get the Navy's top civilian honor this morning, the Distinguished Public Service Award, for Top Gun and other films. He gets a medal and a certificate. Are you holiday shopping? Retail sales rose 0.7% in November. Sales jumped 2.6% at car dealers. This is AP News. First Lady Jill Biden says she's ended her run teaching at a Virginia community college.
Jill Biden has closed the book on her teaching career at a community college not far from the White House. The First Lady has spent the past 40 years in classrooms, most recently teaching English and writing.
Last Thursday, I taught my last class of the semester and my final class ever at Northern Virginia Community College.
It was a surprise announcement during a virtual thank you event with teachers from around the nation. While being First Lady has been the honor of her life,
being your colleague has been the work of my life.
Dr. Biden was the only First Lady to keep working outside the White House. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York architect facing murder charges in a string of deaths known as the Gilgo Beach killings has been charged in the death of a seventh woman. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.